A recent report found JP Morgan Chase has financed $317 billion worth of coal, oil, and gas projects since the Paris Climate Agreement was adopted in 2016, the most of any bank. That's prompted Extinction Rebellion Youth Boise to hold a flash mob dance party at the city's downtown location. One of the coordinators, Boise High School sophomore Petra Hoffman, notes JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says he supports the Paris Agreement.
But money speaks a lot louder than what you say, and he's being very two-faced. On one side, he's saying, I want to protect your future, and then he's putting his money towards actively destroying our world.
Boise activists, as well as opponents around the country, are protesting Chase Bank's financial support for the Line 3 tar sands pipeline through indigenous land in Minnesota. Chase's fossil fuel investments are trending downward since 2016, and it's committed to having net zero emissions by 2050. Other major banks are also committing to net zero goals as the Biden administration considers major action on climate change. Shiva Rajbhandari is an Extinction Rebellion Youth Boise coordinator and sophomore at Boise High School as well. He's happy to see President Joe Biden focus on the climate change crisis, but adds that organizers should credit themselves for pushing Biden on this.
Biden's decisions around that aren't necessarily just Biden's. They're the decisions of the American people, and climate action, government climate action, is incredibly popular.
The Boise government also is focused on climate change. It's assembling the Youth Climate Action Council to help guide its planning. Both Hoffman and Rajbhandari are applying. Hoffman says civil disobedience is powerful, but thinks it should be paired with action from leaders.
That always has to go hand in hand with understanding policy and legislation and working with people in power, because without that step, you'll just disturb forever and you won't be able to build something.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.